feeling comfortable in your own skin is very powerful, because if we don't look good, we don't feel good, and then that translates into how we are in the world.
Welcome to the new podcast series for the Global Wellness Summit, recorded live during our 2019 summit at the Grand Hyatt Singapore. I'm Kim Marshall. What role does beauty play in your sense of emotional well-being? What benefits can a business owner receive from volunteering? And how do you know where to draw the line? How can fine art influence your product design? Besides beauty to wellness, what other initiatives are being spearheaded by the Global Wellness Institute? We'll hear beauty and wellness industry expert Michael Brueggemann explain. But first, Chief Creative Officer and Executive Director of the Global Wellness Institute and the Global Wellness Summit, Nancy Davis, wants to share a little bit more about the initiatives and how they work.
Kim, thanks so much for giving me the chance to comment on the Global Wellness Institute initiatives, which are really the beating heart of the Institute. These are projects run on a global scale by incredibly busy executives in the industry who volunteer their time, who convene monthly meetings, and who produce tangible results. This is not a group of people who just talk to each other. These are people who do things in the world of wellness. We've got a mental wellness initiative that produced a roundtable. The people collaborated from everywhere, from Kuala Lumpur to Houston, Texas. It's an incredible group of people, passionately driven to impact the world. And, we could not be more proud of the work that they do and more excited about the things, you know, we hear about. We hold a quarterly call, we hear what people are doing, and we are ourselves amazed at the breadth and depth of the work by these volunteer initiatives at the Institute.
I totally agree, Nancy. It is so amazing what a few passionate people can accomplish, especially as volunteers. In fact, it's those initiatives that actually put into action much of what we learn at the summit each year. Before we get to the lessons Michael Brueggemann can share about the benefits of volunteering and following your passion, let's check back in with the visionary behind the Carillon Miami Wellness Resort, Tammy Pale.
We have three different experiential showers. We have color therapy, steam room, infrared sauna. We have the igloo, the herbal laconium, which nobody has. And then we have also a Japanese foot bath that massages your feet. And then our whirlpool that has amazing jets for your back, for your calves, for your legs.
Later, we'll hear more about what makes Carillon unique. Can you tell us who you are, please, and what you do?
Well, my name is Mike Brueggemann, and I am CEO of Organic Male, which is a men's skincare brand. And I'm also launching a new brand next year called Haya, which stands for Happy As I Am.
And we'll talk about that later. But why are you at the Global Wellness Summit?
The Global Wellness Summit for me is a chance to really look at the whole topic of wellness in a very broad way, have conversations with people in different industries, take insights from that, and then incorporate that into making my business even better.
Yeah. And let me tell you, people that might be listening might be entrepreneurs or have their own business and or work for something that they're very passionate about. And I just think that your role as head of the Beauty to Wellness Initiative, the Global Wellness Institute, which is, of course, supported by the summit, could teach a lot of business people what volunteering means. Can you describe about what you do and how many hours it takes out of your life?
Well, it does take an enormous commitment, but it's something that I'm very passionate about. And the thing that I love best about the Institute is it's a way of carrying on. So we come to this wonderful summit, we get together, we get energized, and it would be very easy for that to fall off and nothing to happen with that knowledge. So committed people from around the world get together on various initiatives and really take that to action, which is exciting to me.
So tell me what some of the initiatives are. It's quite the list. Just give me a few highlights.
Sure. Well, there is quite a list because it's 28 initiatives, but one of them is Africa Wellness, and then we have Beyond GDP, World Happiness and Well-Being Initiative. Of course, mine, the Beauty Meets Wellness Initiative.
There's Dying Well.
Yeah, there's Dying Well. There's
Hot
Springs, Hydrothermal, Immersion, a new coaching initiative. So, I mean, the list really goes on and on. And it's born out of something that's pretty much a passion project for an individual that proposes it to the Institute. And then if they're approved, they then go ahead and recruit individuals to help them with it.
Well, I was lucky enough, am lucky enough to work on the Beauty to Wellness Initiative with you. And, you know, it's the premise that beauty affects us in so many ways. How we feel about how we look can inform your confidence, your stance, your actions. And you did something that was a little mind-blowing last year. You brought together roundtables via technology in London, Paris, New York, LA, and Hong Kong, I think. Is that my right? Did I forget anybody?
Yeah.
And we all were there, you know, doing little workshops with influencers and leaders in the space. What surprised you about that day?
The thing that surprised me is we were able to transcend travel, because one of the things that I know a lot of my colleagues love to do as initiative leaders is really make it a global initiative. It's easy to stay in the U.S. and grab people, because I'm based in the U.S., but it's nice if you can really pull in information from other countries and other parts of the world. So this was the first time that we were able to do a roundtable that was linked in from different locations from around the world without actually traveling out to that location.
And you know, when I first heard of Susie Ellis thinking of beauty and the science of beauty, I thought, what? But I will tell you, that day I had the pleasure of organizing a group. I think there were journalists, estheticians, you know, people in wellness and beauty retail. We were at the corporate headquarters of Westfield Mall on the 40th floor early in the morning in order to link in time. But what kept slapping me in the face was it wasn't physical beauty. It was soul beauty. It was your emotional well-being. What have you done with that information that matters?
I think that's the key, because what we're looking for when we conduct the roundtables are insights that are resonant, or that have a lot of potency to them. And I can tell you, conducting roundtables in London and New York on site, and then also in Hong Kong, and listening to people from around the world, whenever we get to the topic of emotional well-being or mental wellness, the group goes crazy. And I think it's because the beauty industry over the years has sort of perpetuated this pathology of perfection. You know, what's the next best thing? You know, fix this. I'm not good enough for that. So it was very clear that it's time for a new era of how we communicate and a new narrative, really. And Allure, I think it was a couple of years ago, took a stand on that and took the word anti-aging out of their publication, which I thought was great. And so I think this new age-embracing era, being happy with who you are, feeling comfortable in your own skin, is very powerful, because if we don't look good, we don't feel good, and then that translates into how we are in the world.
But also, if you look good, but you don't feel good, like one of the women at our roundtable was a model, and you know, you look at her and you're just like, okay, you're perfect, your life is good. No, she'd been abused as a child, and she was dealing with this wound and trying to say that, you know, beauty isn't enough. You really have to deal with these issues in your life to be truly beautiful inside and out. But, you know, that leads me to the fun project we've been able to work on together. This new product line, let me say what I remember. It's gender neutral, but the real goal, and my hat is off to you, there's so many goals of this line, is to help build people's self-esteem. What in the world were you thinking, and how did the initiative inform it?
It's a topic I've been thinking of for about 5 years, because when I launched Organic Male, one of the things that the estheticians kept saying is, when are you going to do a women's line? When are you going to do a women's line? And I kept thinking to myself, oh my God, there's a
gazillion.
Yeah, really. Do we really need another skincare line?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I let it percolate for several years. And then, you know, having attended several summits, topics came up like blue zones, for example. And I thought about, wow, could you pull in ingredients that are, you know, blue zone ingredients? What about mesonutrients?
What about mesonutrients? It's a word we use every day. Extremophiles. What else? Plant stem cells. What have I learned from you? It's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of science. But again, you know, the sense, the gender neutral, I think, is one part of it. But what really propelled me was this notion of inclusion and just beyond gender. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter your sexual orientation.
The size of your waistline.
Yeah. You know, the condition of your skin. And then, you know, that sort of led, it's like a thread that just kind of keeps unraveling if you think about it. And then that started to take me back to my childhood when I had been bullied a lot as a child. Mm-hmm. And I started to think about people who don't feel comfortable in their skin or have acne as children and how they're treated in school. So then that became something that became part of the line as well. So.
Oh my gosh. And you know, it takes a lot. I helped you write the story of it. It takes a lot to say suicide, depression, and bullying in a story about a skincare line. They're like, what are you saying? But to really have the courage to do it and to say, no, this, well, what I like about what you're doing is that you know skincare, you know wellness. What else can you do? So you approach it from the physical appearance outward in. Tell me how your line deals with affirmations.
Yeah, I am statements, I think, are very powerful for setting the stage for how we want to live our day. And they become really nice ways to overcome challenges sometimes that we have in life. So each of the products actually have a mantra to them. So, you know, we plan on including those in our treatments as well so that we're helping guests really step into tackling those challenges that kind of block them from being the person that they really would like to be.
I am confident, I am courageous, I am kind. And my favorite thing that you said, oh yeah, let's have an animated app. What? And you got a millennial, what do you call that? Animator.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the cartoons? What's happening?
Well, that was something that, you know, just kind of percolated up because one of the challenges I think that any, at least any of our beauty brands have is education of team members. And turnover.
In a spa.
Yeah. Turnovers, and it doesn't even have to be in a spa. Turnovers for your frontline staff are sometimes very high. Keeping them educated, you can't pull them off the desk because they're dealing with guests. And when they're on the desk, they're dealing with guests and they're not really interested in the retail area. So I had this idea that I could create this self-service retail where you have pop-up animated characters that explain the product attributes and then also the application instructions without, you know, relying on the desk staff, and that actually takes pressure off the team and it saves dollars for the spa.
Soul beauty, emotional well-being, and the recurring theme on this podcast of thinking beyond just profit to find ways to impact the greater good with your business. So many juicy topics to share. But before we finish our conversation with Michael Brueggemann, we wanted to hear a little bit more from Tammy Pale at Carillon Miami Wellness Resort. Tammy, to me, Carillon Miami is a hybrid of a resort and destination spa. It's also the largest resort spa on the Eastern Seaboard with 70,000 square feet of wellness space. And what else do you have there? Tell me what exactly is in the hydrothermal experience.
We have three different experiential showers. We have color therapy, steam room, infrared sauna. We have the igloo, the herbal laconium, which nobody has. And then we have also a Japanese foot bath that massages your feet. And then our whirlpool that has amazing jets for your back, for your calves, for your legs. It's a wonderful experience. We try to educate people to come in an hour early and enjoy that first, which relaxes you and gets you ready for your spa treatment or any kind of medical wellness that you're here for.
You can learn more about what Tammy's been developing by visiting carillonhotel.com. That's C-A-R-I-L-L-O-N hotel.com. Now, let's get back to our conversation with Michael Brueggemann. And if you're online looking at a new product, you can hit a button and these animated characters tell you why and what and how to do. And I think you're also going to do a selfie scanning thing, just, you know, prescribe what of the five lines you need, blah, blah. But what is striking me is like when I was at the Global Wellness Summit in Morocco in 2014, I thought, why is Susie focusing so much on art and light, you know, and expression through art? And think about it. That then could have subtly informed you to say, I'm going to use an artist mm-hmm. to help me explain. So tell me the characters. I forget what they are. There's your spiritual side. What is it?
Right. Yeah, they actually, there's one character for each of the dimensions of wellness. So one for spiritual, one for what I would call professional, one for emotional, one for physical, which would include your nutrition and also your exercise. Mm-hmm. And then also social, which is really important, as we all know, to wellness.
So the last thing we'll say about Haya is the tagline, just, I mean, for those of you listening that might be suffering from depression or fitting in or whatever, it's so fun that it's the science of belonging. What do you think is important about that word belong?
I love both of those words because the brand is really sophisticated in terms of its science and its epigenetics and how it's working. But then, you know, the most important part is really that people feel good in their skin, mm-hmm. that we're taking a stand for self-esteem, which is really at the root of a lot of those other issues. If I'm a bully, there's something wrong with my self-esteem. If mm-hmm. I'm depressed, you know, there's emotional well-being issues. And I love Jerry Boddicker's initiative as well, the Mental Wellness Initiative.
The Global Wellness Institute Initiative.
Yeah. And this is what's so cool about the initiatives is that we get to collaborate with all of the other initiatives. So a lot of times there's overlap or we pull in information from one another, or we share information with one another. And so quarterly we have a call where all the initiative chairs are on and we get to share what we're doing and our goals and our progress check, which is very helpful. And then we hear what they're doing and just listening to some of the challenges in the mental wellness arena really, you know, compelled me, I think, to, you know, pull that into the brand.
Take it on. Take yeah. it on in a space that normally doesn't take that on. Back to the question of should you volunteer? I mean, the Institute is a nonprofit. There isn't a huge budget to pay anybody to do this research or to spearhead the initiatives. So what is the benefit, if you could talk to your younger self, of planning to volunteer and get involved?
Yeah, and actually I've had so many people from the summit come up to me and ask how they can get involved. And that's the nice part about the summit. It really energizes people and it gets them excited about contributing and being part of something bigger than themselves. And the one thing I want to always encourage someone to think about is realistically, we're all busy people. Mm-hmm. We all have real lives. We all have lots of commitments. And this is a commitment. So you have to take it seriously, think about your time, what you can commit, and figure out a way that you can contribute that really works within in your schedule so that you're not overtaxing yourself and being unwell yourself.
But also, when it's your passion, the time flies by.
It does.
And you're more motivated to do it. So, Mike, do you have a message to the outside world about self-confidence, self-esteem, seeking your soul to be well, searching for your soul to be well, that you'd like to share, things that maybe today hit you from the faith speech or...
That's a great question. I loved everything about today. I thought it was one of the highlights of the summit. Things that really stuck out to me was, and I was thinking about this also, our initiative thinks about this, is we try to position beauty within what's happening in the broader wellness arena. Mm-hmm. People are isolated today. They feel lonely. They're spending tons of time behind their laptop. They're stressed. So as a brand owner, how do I take that and do something beyond just superficial skincare? Mm-hmm. So at least for me, it's important to, you know, think broader than just, you know, what my business is. How can I impact something that's, you know, really bigger than my industry?
And that really brings us back to the two things that I think are standouts in this summit that should be standouts in our life. And that is sustainability. Haya is completely what? Cosmos certified organic, the highest grade you could ever get in the world because you don't want to hurt the earth when you help people feel better and look better. But also finding a purpose. How hard did that impact you?
Yeah, I think purpose, you know, when we lose our sense of purpose in life, obviously we age much more quickly. We just, I think, start to decline versus, you know, progress in life. Mm-hmm. So purpose is really important and to think about that. And I'm excited. I love being the chair of the initiative. I love helping others come together. I love synthesizing information and seeing us push the envelope on the beauty initiative. And I know my fellow co-chairs do that as well.
Well, let me just say, as a friend who's known you for a long time, it has been a delight to watch you pursue your passion for the pinnacle of your career. So good luck with Haya, but I don't think you're going to need it much.
Thanks, Kim.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to this first series of podcasts from the Global Wellness Summit. Please head to globalwellnesssummit.com to learn more and click on the Global Wellness Trends tab to see complete trend reports from the past few years. I'm Kim Marshall from Swell Public Relations, and thanks for listening.